Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Let's talk some baseball, shall we? Deep freeze of our Arcticness is starting to settle in, but not in Orlando, where baseball's winter meetings are happening. And that's where we have MLB.com writer for the Brewers. It's Adam McKelvey. Hello, Adam.
The hotel that the winter meetings are in this year is a new one. It's a torture chamber because the windows outside of all of these meeting rooms, like there's the hallway, and then there's windows that look out onto a golf course.
Oh
nice. Oh, you're not a golfer, though,
pool.
Are you?
Well, I mean, look at me. Look, you've seen what an athlete I am. You don't think I can golf?
Well, I didn't say that. I just didn't know you did golf.
I don't golf enough, but I do like to go out every now and then. And I would have liked to this week, but even without really tangible signs, it's just of action, I mean. There's just meetings to get to, and it goes by so fast, you don't even know how we're getting ready to leave, and it feels like we just got here.
No time, because sometimes you're getting summoned to the manager's office. What was that all about yesterday?
Well,
anything good? I thought, ooh, is this juicy? I want to know.
No, it's just that I had talked with Greg about joining you guys, and then it ended up being the time we were summoned to Matt Arnold's suite. Typically, the GMs will meet with their groups of media who are here and, you know, share what they're willing to share about what teams are talking to other teams about, what sort of needs they feel they need to fill. And, you know, sometimes yesterday we had the news of Bryce Terang being added to the Team USA roster for the World Baseball Classic, which is just a huge moment in his career, which is like the arrow is pointing up and to the right for Bryce Terang, and what a confidence boost going into next season. So there's little news like that. But, you know, look, from the Brewers' point of view, this was a really interesting meeting. I can't remember a time where we've come down here and, you know, we'll write these stories ahead. And the first thing you want to write is, like, what are the team needs? And see what each team's needs are. Like, looking at this Brewers team, you know, they certainly need a trip to the World Series. But when you look at the roster and kind of break it down, it's hard to say, like, here's the hole on the roster. The way they built their club, and maybe this is why on Monday they were named Baseball America's Organization of the Year, they have a guy. They could field the team tomorrow and coming off 97 wins, most in the majors, and be a pretty good team. So if they make changes, it probably would involve some form of subtraction in order to add to make the group better as a whole. And that's where you get into talking about Freddy Peralta, who is a big topic here with 1 year of control remaining. And we've seen, you know, Devin Williams, Corbin Burns, other guys in that position, top pitchers, who get dealt for a player you can have for the next 5 or 6 years. So they're certainly talking about that. Trevor McGill was a big name here with Abner Uribe, you know, probably ready to close for the Brewers. You've got a guy in McGill with a couple of years of control, an all-star. He was a very big name, and I get the sense at least that, you know, if the Brewers do make trades and McGill and Peralta are the top two targets of other teams, that McGill is probably – the talks are further along on that than they are on Freddy Peralta. The way Matt Arnold put it, there's nothing in field goal range. You know, GMs will talk about being at the goal line on moves. Matt Arnold said, at least as of yesterday, there's nothing in field goal range. So kind of gives you a sense that teams are talking, but unless there was a significant change in the last 24 hours, I'm not certain that we're going to get a big breaking news story imminently.
Good. I don't want one, right? I mean, I think I'm with you. I'd be more inclined to believe that Trevor McGill get traded over Freddy Peralta. There's just something about Freddy Peralta that I think people don't really see. And it's kind of the Willy Adames effect, right? He was traded last offseason. And Willy was like the ultimate connector in the clubhouse, right? You had people who didn't speak very good English. You had your English-speaking guys, like all these different, you know, ethnicities in the clubhouse, and Willie brought everybody together. And when he left, it feels like Freddie kind of took that role. Like, he is the great connector on top of being an all-star pitcher for a team that has hopes of going to the World Series. And I know there's a lot of pitching, Adam, with the Brewers right now, but, man, I'd be shocked if Peralta were moved now. Maybe at the deadline if the team is just somehow out of it and not performing up to task, but I feel like you got to get every start possible out of a guy like Freddy Peralta.
Well, and my counter to that would be, I wouldn't be shocked, but I would be surprised if he's not moved. because I would like to hear the last time the Brewers took a big-time pitcher into a contract year and let him go all the way to the end and leave via free agency. The way that they've been successful for, you know, playoffs 6 of the last 7 years is by taking the players, the star players, who are at that point of their career where you're about to lose them, and you flip them for the next wave. This is not a team that's going to plug holes primarily with, like, free agents. So you're going to have to be drafting great, which is really, really hard to do when you just sit down and look at the history of the draft, and you're going to have to do it with trades. And the Brewers, when you look at the way they're built, a lot of it is trades. And they've made some good ones. And you think about, you know, the guys I named, Devin Williams, Corbin Burns, Josh Hader, are, in my mind, kind of the last three big ones. And, you know, you think about Hader brings back Robert Gasser, who's going to be a big part of the next year. Ruiz, who they flipped for William Contreras. And Corbin Burns, you get your starting shortstop the last 2 years. And Joey Ortiz, you know, they have higher hopes than what he's performed offensively so far. But he's the starting shortstop on a team that won 97 games. Devin Williams, you bring back Caleb Durbin, who finishes third in Rookie of the Year. I mean, they've flipped these pitchers for useful, talented players. And that's just how you have to roll when you're in the current kind of economics of this sport. It's very, very difficult. And, you know, my kind of wrap up today is Pat Murphy talking about, from the manager's point of view, that's hard because he loves Freddie Peralta. He loved what Corbin Burns did for the Brewers. He loved Devin Williams' lockdown closer, but he understands the big picture that if you want to do this year over year and give yourself these chances to make the playoffs and get to the NLCS and see if you can take that next step everybody wants to take, you're not going to be able to do that with free agency, barring some really significant fundamental changes to the sport. So these trades, even though they hurt really bad, are just necessary part of doing business. And it's why I don't know. I can't say 100% they're going to trade Freddie Peralta, but you have to listen. And he's a very popular player because he's affordable. He's durable. He's 200 strikeouts, 3 straight years. He's a great clubhouse guy. All the reasons the Brewers love him are the reasons other teams love him and why you have to at least consider it. If you can get 2 or maybe 3 players that you have for the next 5 or 6 years, that is something you have to listen to for a team like the Brewers.
Yeah, certainly a huge storyline to watch. Adam, I'm also curious because you were saying you don't really have any downtime there, but when there aren't these like big meetings going on, what is everybody else doing? Is this, you know, in some of the moments they have a few minutes, is like the managers are taking that team picture. You got Murphy over here, Council over here, and all the others. Like, what else is happening?
Well, the manager picture was from traditionally there's a it's been a lunch some years, but a breakfast the last few years where we get a chance to have breakfast with the manager and all the clubs do it, all the PR staffs, writers, and all 30 managers. And it's just a chance to have breakfast and not really like there's no recorders, there's no notepads. It's just let's have a social hour, which is kind of a cool tradition down here. But, you know, this is a business convention. And, you know, we had our baseball writers meeting, all 30 of our MLB.com people here. We had a big MLB.com staff meeting, and I know the other organizations that have groups down here do that. The athletic trainers are here. They have meetings. The clubhouse guys are here. We went through Tony Migliaccio, who runs the Brewers Clubhouse. He spearheads this really cool trade show, and there's bat makers and all the millions of the cup. You can get a custom cup if you're a catcher.
Tell us more.
Those are all on display. That guy was a character showing off some of the work he's done.
On display? How exactly are they on display, Adam?
Well, they're on display on a table, and you can, you know, discuss what
like, what are they painted, or how are they customized?
No, they're like custom...
Sized?
You know, I have to... Yes. I mean,
okay,
this is
I
big
see
business. This is very big business.
Well, that makes sense. When you said customized, I'm thinking like, you know, it's a little paint or you love blue and
yeah, or maybe
you got a character on it. I don't know.
Maybe one gets Bluetooth.
Well, I'll tell you because it's on their Instagram. I'm sorry I can't tell you the name of this maker, but there is a Cal Raleigh has a big dumper cup. Not without being too graphic here, we're on the radio. But that exists, and it says Big Dumper.
The Big Dumper Cup. Okay.
There you go. But, you know, the PR, to bring this back to PG, the The PR people have meetings. The managers had a meeting today, this morning, with Major League Baseball to discuss rules changes. Happens every year, and this year the big topic is adding the challenge system next season. So, you know, this is a big-time business, this industry, and this is its annual convention. So we think of it kind of as trade talks and free agent signings, and all that happens with all the agents here. But it's also an industry meeting where, you know, the different factions discuss their thing. If you wanted to learn about the risk management in Major League Baseball, there was a big risk management meeting yesterday for all the insurance people. So it's big time.
That's cool.
Well, a lot of news. Hopefully nothing too imminent and breaking here regarding the Brewers. I like these guys from the team last year. I want them all back. And I know that's impossible. You can't do it every year, but a couple of fan favorites out of that group as well. We'll be following the work of Adam McKelvey throughout the offseason, including his time at the winter meetings. Hope you sneak in nine, Adam. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Adam.
All right. Bye, guys.
Take care. 227 here on WTMJ. Let me try that again. 227.